Keep awake. Be watchful. For on a day and at a time that no one knows, human existence will change under the watchful eye of the Father. And what will that mean? Frankly, we don't know. Now, some of our brothers and sisters in Christ will claim that they know. Read the book of Revelations, they say, and all will be plainly revealed. Listen for this or that voice of a contemporary prophet, and he will tell us what to look for. But the fact of the matter is that we don't know when or how the world as we know it will conclude. But oh, so we wish we did, or do we? How would we live our lives differently if we knew the day and the time? Would we take that long-awaited trip around the world? Would we be extra nice to our family and friends? Or give a little something extra to our favorite charity? Why wait to do those things? For we believe that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord means something for us today in how we live our lives. A verse in today's gospel tells us that the Son of Man will come in clouds with great power and glory. So let us keep awake and be watchful. And being awake, being disciples of Christ, means that we live as if Jesus were coming right now. And so we pray, and we worship, and we help those in need. We live life with a sense of urgency and passion. We live life in the here and now, not the tomorrow or the future. And it is in this knowledge that our salvation is guaranteed, that a cause exists to worry a bit less and to trust a bit more. Worry is a barrier in many people's lives. And there is a wealth of scientific evidence which suggests that worry is toxic. Fretting about what is yet to be is a source of illness and disease. One person, I thought in a very, very humorous way, said that worry is the advance interest that we pay on troubles that seldom come. Now, should we pay attention to weather warnings? Absolutely. You know, power outages? Absolutely. Should we be concerned about medical tests and the results of medical tests, or bills that can't be paid, or our child who may be having problems in school? Without a doubt, we should be concerned. But it's important to give those concerns just enough focus to allow us to take the appropriate steps to minimize risk. Anything more, unnecessary worry is truly harmful to our health and to our sense of spiritual well-being. And yes, perhaps even unnecessary worry can be a block in our relationship with God. For we believe that God is in control, and we are not. And through his amazing grace, we are truly free. Free to tend to those matters in life which really are important. Loving our families and loving our neighbors and respecting the earth and helping the poor and the needy. For you see, when Jesus does come, these are the things that will matter, really matter. Not how many possessions we have accumulated, or power which we have achieved, or even, dare I say, in a moment of heresy, whether UK or the U of L won that last ball game. It's important today, not important in the big picture. And as it is said, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never go away. Surely our worries will be washed away, for on that day in which God comes in all of his glory, on that day, we will be free.